Hey y'all, it's Cassidy with Let's Get Mental, and tonight we're going to be talking about orthorexia. Yeah, I've never heard of it either until like now. Well, a few days ago actually. Anyways, so like, you're probably wondering, what the crap is orthorexia? Like, what? But here's what it is, and it's kind of weird, but it is a major problem that some people have. It's a condition where people literally obsess over eating healthy. Now, I'm not talking about those who are, you know, like, going to the gym, working out, you know, those fitness people. I'm not talking about like that. I'm talking about people who literally obsess over eating a healthy diet. Like, if they, like, I don't know how else to explain it, but they're just, like, super obsessive over it. It's like, they even get to the point where it, like, interrupts everything that their day consists of. Like, it's crazy. They're so obsessed with maintaining a perfect diet that they literally avoid foods that have artificial colors, flavors, artificial preservatives, pesticides. Okay, first of all, what about the pesticides? I don't know either. There's also genetic modification that they avoid. Fat, sugar, salt, animal or dairy products. But, like, it's kind of scary to know that there's people who go through this, because some of them may even consume fewer than 10 types of foods. Literally. And they're very obsessive with cleanliness of the foods. But here's where it gets bad. Like, obsessing over a perfect, quotation mark, diet, it can, like, cause weight loss, cardiac complications, malnutrition, and literally even death. Like, here's something I learned in health class back when I was in high school. If you don't eat a certain amount of fat, like, you know, like bacon, you know, meats and stuff like that, and there's also, you know, milk and stuff, if you don't eat a certain amount of it, your body will start, like, your skin will start going, like, ew. Like, it's just, you're gonna have skin problems, and you're gonna have some other problems, not just with your skin, because, see, meat consists of vitamin E and vitamin K, two important things that we really need, believe it or not. And here's one way that I can explain it better. If you don't eat anything with fat in it, your body's gonna compensate for it. Like, your body's gonna be like, okay, you're not eating fat, well, let me just eat this fat. Like, literally, it'll start eating you. It sounds weird, sounds like some type of sci-fi thing, but literally your body will start breaking down the fat in your body that you already have, and you'll come up with looking like skin and bones, basically. Another bad part about this is that orthorexia can literally lead up to anorexia and bulimia. So, like, if this sounds like you, I would go see somebody. You know, like, if you want to start a diet, go ahead, start a diet. If you want, like, say, you're just going based off of Google. Don't do that. Do not do that. That's a no-no. I mean, you can't always trust the internet. That's basically what I'm trying to say. If you want to get fit, find somebody who's professional in that area. Like a personal trainer, a nutritionist. Find somebody like that that can help, you know, lead you to where you need to be. And, like, just please don't hurt yourself by trying to, you know, look perfect. Because I'm going to go ahead and put this out here. Don't nobody look perfect. You may look at pictures on the internet and say, oh my god, she's so pretty, she's so perfect, I wish I could have her eyes, I wish I had her boobs, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I'm not gonna lie, I'm kind of guilty of doing that sometimes, but I'm trying to learn to not be like that. It's not healthy. It's really not healthy mentally, and because, like, it's not healthy physically either, in a way. Because then you'll just get to look in the mirror like, oh my god, what in the world? You know, stuff like that. Like, what the crap happened to me? What am I looking at? I am like a big blob. And you're probably not even a big blob. You're just seeing that because society sucks, man. But, like, just know that I know you guys heard this many, many times before. But be you. Full. Just be you. Literally, be you. Don't try to be somebody else. Because don't nobody like copycats. It's like sticking somebody in a printer. I don't know, like, for those who are about my age, or a little older, y'all probably watched American Dragon Jake Long. A great cartoon, by the way. And there's this one episode where this little gremlin-looking thing, I forgot the name of it, but anyway, this little gremlin-looking thing, he goes into the printer, and he closes the copy thing on him, the lid. He closes the lid on him, and he starts printing out more little gremlin things. It's so crazy. It's like a little 3D printer from back in the day. But, don't be like that. Be different. If people call you weird, embrace that. Trust me. You need to embrace being weird, because being weird's awesome. Being, quotation mark, normal is lame. Literally. Like, I see all these hipsters, like, no offense, but I see all these hipsters and posers and stuff like that who are trying to be in style, and they just look like a bunch of why are you dressing like that type of people. Like, don't do that. And also, if you're a female, I'm gonna go ahead and put this out there. Okay, so if you're posting pics of you in certain clothes, certain poses, showing certain things, you get what I'm saying. If you're showing a little bit up top and you're showing a little bit down low, expect to have stalkers. I get so annoyed when people... This is mainly towards the girls and the gay guys, because this is from what I've noticed. Please, 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 please do not do this. Do not post a picture that shows like a lot of cleavage. I get it. Shirts for females. You will get cleavage sometimes, most of the time. But I'm talking about, you know, legit showing it. Almost all of it. Or they'll turn around and they'll take a picture of their butt. It's like, here's a picture of my butt. And they'll even wear like short shorts with their... You get what I'm saying. Like, if you take pictures like that, you're gonna get weirdos in your messages and everything. They're gonna be like, oh hey, you sexy, blah blah blah. Don't do that. Please don't do that. I don't want something happening to anybody because they decided to do something like that. It's honestly quite dangerous to even do stuff like that. And you can, you know, you can do what you want with that info that I just provided. But just know that y'all are perfect no matter what. And I love y'all, and I'll talk to y'all later. Bye!